If you were living 2,000 years ago or so in a close-knit religious community much like this one, would you have recognized the Messiah? I can only guess for myself, but my best guess leaves me troubled, I have to admit. It seems like all the good religious people had their eyes wide open. They were waiting. They were watching for the Messiah. But what were they looking for? There are different people who we have accounts of. Some of them were looking for the Messiah. Some were not. The wise men didn't really seem to know what they were looking for. They just knew that it was really important and that it was worth going to great effort and expense to track down. The shepherds weren't looking, at least not that night, but they sure jumped at the chance to go and find this thing that they hadn't even been looking for. I thought about Simeon in the temple. God had told him that he would not die before he sees the Messiah, but I wonder what he was looking for or what he was expecting. I'm doubtful that he was expecting a baby carried by two very young, very poor parents. But he was listening closely to the Holy Spirit, and so it didn't matter what the Messiah looked like. He knew it. He knew him when he saw him. The prophetess Anna also, I don't know that she was necessarily looking or waiting, but she knew as soon as she saw Jesus who this was. And then there's the religious leaders. Easy to criticize, but probably very much like us, only more devout and more dedicated. They knew what they were looking for, and this was certainly not it. They knew that the Messiah would be disruptive. They were looking forward to that. But he was supposed to disrupt others. Sinners would cower, and Romans would run for cover. They would gloat as they rallied around their God-King and take their rightful place in this world, as they set up a theocracy as they set up their theocracy and set the world right according to their standards. Yeah, the Christ would reign in righteousness, and that's fine, but what they really needed was to be set free from the Romans. Not just the Romans, but their oppressors in general. They have such a long history of oppression. This Messiah was finally going to come and free them from all of that forever. After all, God had promised that through them all the nations of the earth would be blessed. Wouldn't that be the best way for them to bless the nations, by becoming a strong and powerful religious nation? So what does this have to do with us here tonight? I'm concerned about how much Western Christianity has become about personal salvation. And so often a salvation story starts with hell. Hell is an unthinkably awful place away from God's presence. You don't want to go there, do you? Oh, you don't. Well, good. Here's a quick prayer you can pray. You can join Team Jesus and you can be safe forever. And the focus so often becomes escaping hell or escaping torment. Escaping, it becomes a fear, pardon me. Salvation becomes about being afraid of something, and we want to avoid that thing, so we need to be sure we're on the winning side, so we don't experience this thing we're afraid of. So there are different views on the afterlife. One of the very common views that I've heard against that argues against things like annihilationism or universalism. One of the big arguments against those is, without fear of hell, without threat of hell, why would anyone convert? And I think that's a really unfortunate and really dangerous place to be because of where it puts the focus. So, I hope you can see what I'm driving at here. What I'm connecting this to is that the Jews were living their view of hell, being under oppression, living every day fearing their oppressors coming down on them. And that was awful. And what they needed the Messiah to do was to free them from that, to get them out of there. But I don't think that was the Messiah's main goal. Christ came to set up a new kind of kingdom, to show us a new way to live, and a new way to love God and our neighbors. Very familiar passage in Luke 4 when Jesus kind of started his public ministry. He came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. As was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." He rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke well of him and marveled at the gracious words that were coming from his mouth. Jesus went on to demonstrate this new kind of kingdom, where the meek inherit the earth, and where those who mourn find comfort, and where the rejected find reason to rejoice. The Christ was supposed to come sweeping in and deal once and for all with the oppressors, but Jesus announced his mission with words of grace and kindness. In fact, as he spoke about the kindness of God shown toward the nations in the synagogue on this day, the church or the synagogue was so filled with anger that they tried to throw him off a cliff because he was not what they were looking for. And so I want you to think tonight, what sort of Messiah are you looking for? Are you looking to be delivered from something, or are you looking to be empowered to bring deliverance to others? Are you trying to escape hell after death, or are you looking to deliver those who are living a sort of hell on earth? We are saved from the fate of the wicked. It's true, but I don't think that should ever be our motivation. The kingdom of heaven is so much grander and so much better than all of that. I believe the kingdom of heaven should be our only motivation, or kingdom of heaven and relationship with God. I don't think any of our motivation should be driven by what we're afraid of, by what we don't want to experience. The kingdom of heaven is better than that. So don't make the mistakes that the leaders made back then. They missed the Messiah. we know who he is, but if we his work by looking for the wrong things. So remember, his work is to proclaim good news to the poor, to proclaim liberty to the captives, to bring sight to the blind, to bring liberty to the oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. So may the Spirit of Christ guide us as we seek to faithfully live out his mission here on earth. I will turn the time over to Seth now.